Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for taking time in your schedule to join me as we continue on in a message I've been sharing on treasures in Ephesians. And we were referencing from the first chapter of Ephesians, verses 15 through 17, that prayer that I've been, over the years I've prayed that, but I'm especially focusing on it right now for my spiritual family, for the radio audience, that God would, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, this is what Paul prayed, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. And in past broadcasts, we've been looking at what the spirit of wisdom is, and now we've been focusing on the spirit of revelation. And like I shared, with the spirit of wisdom, it's to ask for the spirit of wisdom, basically those. Remember, as I shared in Isaiah, that speaks about the sevenfold Spirit of God. Of course, Revelation also makes reference to it. That is an unlimited flowing, an unlimited fountain of wisdom and revelation that would come from the Lord Himself. That's so much better than asking just for wisdom for a specific problem. And that same Spirit that was upon Jesus can be upon us as the Holy Spirit wills. That is the purpose of the gifts of the Spirit that is given to everyone, not just a select few, not just those in leadership. And so we've been looking at what that spirit of revelation is, and yesterday we looked that the revelation that begins to operate in us will give us an understanding on what does it mean, revelation? It's an unveiling or uncovering. And as we ask the Lord and allow His work to work in our souls, we begin to see areas that God wants to move in, to heal us in, to minister so that we can be more Christ-like. But another fountainhead, if you will, of revelation comes from the living Christ. Now, back in 1965, when Brother Glass began this ministry, as he was seeking the Lord for a title, he named it the Unveiled Christ. And that might seem sort of an unusual name, unusual and perhaps not heard a great deal. However, that particular word unveiled, in the Greek, it is apokalypsis, and in fact, that is what the Greek word apokalypsis means, revelation, which means to unveil or uncover that which was previously hidden from view. And so the apokalypsis of Jesus Christ, the revelation of Jesus Christ, is exactly what the book of the final book of the Bible is illustrating. It's talking, it's all about Jesus. And as He stands in the midst of the seven golden lampstands, I've always loved that thrilling description that John saw. He was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and it says he turned around to see the voice that spake with him. And he turned and he saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of those seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. And it says his head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow. And his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And of course, when John saw him, now remember, John was the beloved disciple who leaned upon the breast of Jesus, but when he saw Jesus unveiled in all of his glory, he fell at his feet as dead. And Jesus said, "Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. This is the unveiled Christ. And in fact, as this broadcast closes every day, that is Brother Glass who sings The Unveiled Christ, which is a beautiful song that was written, I believe, in 1917. And years and years ago in the mid-80s, he recorded that and a few other hymns at a small little studio, recording studio in Hayward. And that's all we had, and perhaps it may not be the best quality, but it is. He is singing The Unveiled Christ. And that's the vision, beloved, of this ministry. For years, he ministered and traveled and spoke and preached powerfully. For those of you who perhaps may remember him, he's been gone, you know, in so many years now, since 1997, but he had such an anointing, and his heart's burden was to reveal and unveil Jesus, who he was, why he came, and to illustrate and to reveal the power and authority of the believer, to talk about the benefits of that new covenant that Jesus ushered in through his precious blood that he shed at Calvary. And even after the Lord took him home, that is still the vision of Unveiled Christ Ministries, to reveal Jesus Christ in all of his glory. And it seems that in the years following Brother Glass's homegoing, that not only have I a vision to see that continue, but there is yet another aspect of revelation, and that is to see Christ unveiled in you, to see Christ unveiled in God's people. And that is the ongoing work of the Holy Spirit. Once we know who Jesus is, once we understand why he came, once we grasp the fullness and the richness of the benefits of the new covenant, we will understand that it is Christ in us, the hope of glory. And the Holy Spirit wants us to mortify that carnal thinking, those carnal ways, that we will walk perfect in heart before the Lord, and that the very glory of the Lord, the anointing of the Lord will be seen upon us, that we will reveal Christ to the world. It's one thing to know who Christ is, but it's a far another thing to allow Christ to be revealed in us. And that's, we are living in the end times, beloved. And that is what the Holy Spirit is about. That's why I'm on this broadcast, to encourage you, to uplift you, to urge you on, to exhort you, to allow the work of the Spirit of God in your life, that Christ can be unveiled in you, to reveal that which was previously hidden. Not our own works, not our own deeds, our own righteousness is filthy rags, but to reveal the righteousness, the purity, and the glory of the living God. Hallelujah. And when that work of revelation, the Spirit of revelation, begins operative, the second work of revelation of the living Christ, he becomes close, he becomes personal, as we grow in knowing him, walking with him, allowing him to have his way in our lives. And all the hurt and the scars and the corruption and the evil that was in our lives, he comes in and moves it out of the way for his purity, for his power, for his presence. And he will work in the areas of our lives that have been damaged by sin and by hurtful past experiences. He is, beloved, your good shepherd who restores your soul. And he will take the things that the enemy has done to hurt us and to wound us, and he will turn them into beneficial things to advance his kingdom. And it's only the Lord who can perform this miracle of redemption. Only the Lord who can perform this miracle of restoration. And beloved, his work, Spirit of revelation can work its way into every area of our lives that need healing, that need deliverance. Beloved, what a revelation of Christ. What a marvelous work that God has given to us if we allow that Spirit of revelation to operate in us. Listen to what Paul said in Galatians 2:20. Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, and that's each and every one of us, beloved, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is one of the fountainheads of that Spirit of revelation, not only to show who we are, areas that, that need to be worked on, if you will, in our lives, but it also reveals the beauty of the unveiled Christ. Hallelujah. And then there is yet another way in which the revelation of truth unfolds, and that is from the Word of God. Jesus is the living Word. The Word was made flesh, isn't that what John said, and dwelt among us. He spoke the worlds into existence, and what we have in the Holy Scriptures, the Bible, is that which was penned by holy men of old to write down the very thoughts and the very will of God. And so the Word of God is a revelation of truth. And we might grasp this from our own study, reading the Word every day, or it might come from a sermon, a lesson, a book, from a television program, from a radio broadcast. And this revelation generally comes as a sudden burst of light, and all of a sudden we see something we haven't seen before. And we can pray for this operation in our lives. We pray for that spirit of revelation to be operative in our lives, as well as in for those whom we're praying for. And when we, for example, come into a church meeting, we can pray that the Lord anoint the preacher, the pastor, to speak the Word of God in a way that we will receive ministry, for everyone who's hearing will grasp the truth of God's Word. Here, the final scripture I'll share with you on this broadcast is found in Psalm 138 and 2, and it says, "Thou hast magnified thy Word above all thy name." Father, as we bring this broadcast to a close, we pray that the spirit of revelation will operate in our lives, not only to reveal what needs to be accomplished and dealt with in our lives, but to reveal the power, the glory of the unveiled Christ. And also, Lord, that your Word, the spirit of revelation, would operate as we read your Word, that it would become an exciting and a wonderful experience, that the treasures you've hidden in your Word would be unveiled to our hearts and minds. Father, that we may be truly those ambassadors that you've called in this hour and in this time to reveal Christ Jesus. Amen and amen. While my time is gone, I bring this broadcast to a close. I invite you to write, share your prayer requests. If you're being blessed by the broadcast, just drop me a note. I'd love to hear from you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.